Today on The Family Vacationer, we'll talk with Jacob Fedofsky of the company Step & Wash. You'll hear how their one product is helping foster hygiene and independence while we're traveling. Episode 155 starts right now.
Welcome to The Family Vacationer with Rob and Danny.
Rob and Danny.
The go-to podcast for families on the move.
Welcome, friends, to The Family Vacationer, the podcast that helps you plan the perfect family getaway. I'm your host, Rob, and today's episode is all about keeping families safe and healthy while we travel. Now, as parents, we know how important it is to prioritize hygiene, especially when we're on the move. Whether we're exploring new destinations, dining out, or just running errands, keeping our hands clean is essential to staying healthy and happy. Considering the times that we're living through and have lived through, the simple act of washing your hands can go a long way to staying healthy. But what about our little ones or those with physical challenges? How can they maintain good hygiene when public restrooms can often be inaccessible or daunting or nasty, let's be honest? We've all been or seen the parents as you walk in the airport restroom trying to hike their kids up so they can wash their hands, the kids squirming around with his parents trying to maintain their balance while directing the kids' hands into the bowl and trying to avoid touching anything and then not get water anywhere. Cue the Mission Impossible theme, right? Well, enter Step & Wash, a revolutionary product designed to empower kids and individuals with height challenges to wash their hands independently in public places like airports, restaurants, and stores like Olive Garden, Target, and Home Depot. This foldable step stool may seem simple, but its impact is profound. By providing a safe and stable platform at sink height, Step & Wash enables children and individuals of all heights to reach the faucet and soap dispenser with ease, promoting good hygiene habits from a young age. But Step & Wash isn't just about convenience, it's about fostering independence and confidence in our kids and those with physical challenges. Imagine the joy and pride on a child's face as they wash their hands all by themselves, no longer relying on grown-ups for assistance. And for families with members who face mobility limitations, Step & Wash offers a sense of dignity and autonomy, allowing them to take care of their hygiene needs and without having to rely on others. Today, I'm thrilled to have a special guest joining us, Jacob Fedofsky. He's president of Step & Wash. Jacob's going to share with us the inspiration behind this innovative product and its impact on family travel and everyday life. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Rob, thanks for having me.
We are glad to have you. So can you talk a little bit about Step & Wash, what you guys do, and what question does it answer for traveling families?
Yeah. So Step & Wash is a floor-mounted bathroom step stool. It's fun here. It's funny how I've now found myself talking about bathroom step stools on podcasts like yours. It's a winding journey how we got here. But anyway, our product exists to serve one purpose and one purpose only. We help children and people with height-related disabilities safely and independently wash their hands when they're out and about and in public. So I think the question that we answer is, hey, I'm not tall enough to reach the sink. What do I do? Well, the answer is if the facility has Step & Wash, that's how you keep your hands clean.
Yeah. And as a parent, and any parent listening knows, you know, you've taken your small child into the bathroom. They've done their business. It's time to wash their hands and you're having to hold them up. Or worse yet, they want to do it themselves. They want to be independent, and they're climbing up there and trying to press against the side of the sink there and wash their hands, and it goes everywhere. So that's awesome. You know, airport travel. I think we all know at this point how challenging airport travel has become, especially with children, smaller children, most especially. What are some airports you guys are working with that have installed your step stool?
Yeah, happy to talk about it. We're in over 100 airports now. About, let's see, 12 years ago or so, we installed our first Step & Wash steps at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport here in Atlanta. And since then, it's been one of our top markets. And you can understand why, right? If you're a parent and let's give both ends of the spectrum. If you're a parent with one small child, it's hard enough to wash their hands as you just described, right? And our product, it's a great addition to those facilities because it relieves that struggle. But look at the other end of the spectrum. If you've got four kiddos and you've got all your wheelie bags, it is almost impossible to keep track of everything and still get your kids' hands clean. And so we've partnered with a bunch of airports to make their facilities a little bit more accessible and to make the restroom experience a little bit easier for parents and, of course, folks with certain disabilities as well.
Right. And I'm just glad there's not a camera in these restrooms trying to get all the kids washed. And I don't know, maybe I could win some money on America's Home Funniest Home Videos if they're still doing that. I don't even know if they are. You know, accessibility is something that we're trying to talk about more on the Family Vacationer, just because from conversations that we've had with, like, Jennifer Allen from Wonders Within Reach, where I didn't understand, because I haven't had children that have any kind of physical disability, you know, what they kind of go through. But have you found that airports are paying closer attention to accessibility issues?
They have. And I've found, look, there's a lot of very forward-thinking places out there, but I found airports to sort of lead the pack. And, you know, I guess I don't know exactly why that is, but if you think about it, they've got the most diverse set of people coming through their facilities, and they've got a ton of people coming through their facilities. I think ATL, I'm gonna screw up the number here, but I think that they're gonna serve something like 50 or 70 or 80 million passengers this year. There's a ton of people coming through that facility. And so airports in particular do a really good job of making sure that they at least do their best to cater to everybody that comes through their facility. And that's things like step and wash. It's things like nursing pods for mothers. You know, it's making sure that at the curb, they've got the proper wheelchair accessibility design. We're one small part of the accessibility plan for most airports, but they really do seem to go above and beyond to make sure that everybody traveling through can have the best experience possible.
Right. And it's good that they're starting to look at those issues closer and see how they can adjust. I was actually in a...
Totally.
We had soccer this weekend like we do most weekends, and we were at a park here in the Atlanta area, and we go into the restroom, and lo and behold, there is a step and wash step stool right there in the bathroom, which is great because if you've ever been in a restroom at a soccer tournament or soccer games, you know how awful those places can be, and anything to help that out, I'm all for, but it was great to see that there. You know, this is...
That's awesome.
Kind of an obvious question, but I'm going to tee it up for you. Why is it important for Step and Wash to make sure that everyone, including kids and those that need the extra help, can use a restroom easily?
Yeah, well, look, it is obvious, but it's also not, right? This isn't something that I spent a lot of time thinking about before I got into the business here. I think what's most important to us, it's making sure that hand washing is accessible to everybody. Your height should not be the limiting factor as to whether or not you can wash your hands. That's why we exist. And
right.
And again, I know we're talking about families here, and I think it's super important. And most of the folks that use Step and Wash are children. But we've heard from several parents now of children with dwarfism and other height-related disabilities too. And it's so meaningful for them because it provides independence that isn't always available. And so again, I think, yeah, maybe it's obvious, maybe it's not, but we exist to make sure that hand washing is a right, not a privilege. Right.
Yeah, and I guess the obvious part of that is the world we live in now, knowing how important it is to wash your hands. It feels like, you know, during COVID, everybody was washing their hands all the time. And now that, you know, that the biggest portion of that emergency has passed, we've kind of laxed a little bit into what we were before and not washing our hands as often. But obviously it's hugely important to, you know, I mean, I was at Disney World one time and caught a rotavirus. If you've ever had that happen to you, you know how important washing your hands can be. And so, yeah, I think that's the obvious part is we obviously, from a hygiene standpoint, have to wash our hands. And I think from an independent standpoint, what you just talked about was super important. Just being able to do things for yourself or the little child, or if it's someone with a physical disability.
Yep, I agree. Look, hand washing for me and you, it's not something we spend a whole lot of time thinking about. Well, at least it's not something I spend a whole lot of time thinking about outside of the fact right. that I'm running this business. But for folks that, you know, for parents with small children or folks that just that can't reach the sink on their own, it's something that you think a little bit more about because it's a struggle. It's an interesting thing that I now find myself sitting here talking about washing our hands in public bathrooms, but it really has been a lot of fun journey.
Yeah. Well, beyond airports, can you tell us about any cool partnership, you know, destinations that you're teaming up with?
Of course. So I think we hear from, it's a toss-up between airports and Target. In 2020 and 2021, Target rolled Step&Wash out to all of their stores. And so we hear from a lot of parents who say, hey, I just saw this thing in Target. It's so cool. Thanks for, like, we really do. We hear from parents who just reach out to say thanks. So we're pretty proud of our partnership with Target. But look, we're in a bunch of family entertainment centers. Think trampoline parks, movie theaters, amusement parks, Universal Studios. You know, these are pretty big names and pretty highly visible places that we're proud to have our steps. But we're just as proud to have our steps in churches and in elementary schools and places where children frequent. Yeah. It's fun because we've got some cool logos on our website and we get to work with some cool customers, but it's also cool when we hear from a principal at a school who says, hey, we've got a problem you can solve. That gets us just as excited.
Well, finally, we talked about this question offline and I was asking, you know, what future plans you guys may have, but as you pointed out, you guys are dedicated to one thing and one thing only, and that's making this step, you know, accessible for everyone and the best product it can be. But can you just talk a little bit about how Step&Wash intends to keep up with the way families are going to travel in the future?
Yeah, so you nailed it. I think the original question was, hey, what else are you guys going to introduce to make traveling easier for families? And my answer was, we're not, you know, we're laser focused on building one thing and building it really well to make those facilities more accessible. But to your other question of, hey, what are we going to do to continue to innovate or how else are we going to support families? Look, my biggest job right now is getting Step&Wash into more places.
Right.
You know, we're in 100 airports, we're in 20,000 facilities. That sounds great. But there's a whole lot more airports than 100 out there. There's a whole lot more facilities than 20,000 out there.
Yeah.
I'm laser focused on getting our product in front of more folks because, look, candidly, that's the struggle in my business. It's awareness. Once people know about it, they say, look, this makes sense. Whether we need it now or we need it in a year from now, people get it. But we're a small business and we're taking big swings. That's what I'm spending my time on is getting Step&Wash into more facilities so that we can serve more of those facilities customers.
Fantastic. Well, I think the best thing that could happen to you guys is if we take you for granted, right? We see you everywhere and Step&Wash is in every bathroom that we go to. So hopefully that'll be something that happens in the near future.
That's my dream, Rob. My dream in our business is that Step&Wash becomes the expectation for parents, not something that they're wowed when they see. It should be something that they're disappointed when they don't see it.
That's right. Well, Jacob, thanks so much for coming on the show and talking about Step&Wash.
It was fun, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, everyone. If you're ready to plan your next family vacation, call my dad. He would love to help you as a certified travel agent. He never charges a fee to help you plan your vacation. Email him at rjones@starstufftravel.com. Get started planning your vacation today.
Well, that does it for this week's show. Hey, join us each and every week as we talk destinations and topics that matter to traveling families. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to The Family Vacationer. Make sure and subscribe to hear more of Rob and Danny.